Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show is going to be about LSU, the recap against UAB. Alabama, Birmingham. Big victory for LSU. We're also going to talk about high school playoffs. I was able to go to the Lola Prep of Shreveport against Episcopal Knights in Baton Rouge. Episcopal won the game. It was a great game. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Talk about Episcopal, talk about Lola Prep out of Shreveport, Louisiana. But let's first of all go ahead and dig in deep about LSU and UAB. And I'm going to give my prediction for the A&M game before the show is over. But first of all, what about the job Matt House has done for LSU, the new D coordinator who LSU hired from the Kansas City Chiefs, who at one time coached at Kentucky? LSU did not give up 1 point in the second half. Let that sink in. How many football games do you see, whether it's high school, college, or pro, where the team doesn't score 1 point in the third quarter or fourth quarter? That is truly amazing. I mean, I think it was the hire of the century for LSU. Matt House is one of the best defensive coordinators I've seen at LSU in a long time. And look, that includes up there with Dave Aranda. I mean, Dave Aranda's a genius, right, for Baylor. He wasn't a genius this past Saturday. He got conservative and lost the TCU game. But, you know, think of all the D coordinators that have been at LSU. Now, Bill Onsberger was a great head coach, but also a great D coordinator. Obviously, Nick Saban. But it's hard to think of another defensive coordinator that was at LSU that can adjust on the fly during a game. This guy makes adjustments at halftime and fixes everything. And he's teaching these kids how to play the game of football. They know how to play this defense now. And that's why LSU's so good this year, not just because Jaden Daniels has come on, by the way, who had a great game on a wet field. I was very impressed with Jaden Daniels, his decision-making. Throwing the ball, running the offense, running the team. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some other positive notes about LSU. And again, later in the show, give a prediction against A&M. And I'm going to talk about high school football, Lola Prep of Shreveport against Episcopal. I went to the playoff game this past Friday in the second round. We'll talk about that. Be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I want to thank some of our sponsors. I want to thank Gros Savon out of right outside of Lake Charles, Louisiana, true sportsman's paradise. Be sure to book your next Echo Tour, fishing trip, saltwater or freshwater, or hunting trip. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That's 337-598-2357. Look, one of the best times you'll have in your life to take your son or kids or your wife or just an employee, book a trip at Gros Savon. Unbelievable. Incredible place to go fish and hunt. Just heck, I go just to stay in the cabins they have, and overnight you get a great meal. They have chefs, they cook for you. It's an incredible an event to do. Give Gros Savon a call. Continuing on with LSU, some positives in the game. LSU found a running back, Derek Davis Jr. If you notice number 12 playing, he's been a DB for LSU for 2 years, but here's the background on Derek Davis Jr. He was the number 2 player in Pennsylvania 2 years ago. He was the number 3 player, supposedly, in the state by some people. Some people said 2. He was one of the top 100 recruits in the country as a safety, but in high school, he ran for over 3,000 yards. And he was looked at as one of the top running backs in the state of Pennsylvania, which is a big deal. He's not a little guy. He's 6 foot tall, 205 pounds, and he's got a burst. If you notice, he hits the hole really fast, and he gives LSU some depth there, and not just depth, but not just any guy. He's a guy that might become a phenomenal running back for LSU. And in preseason camp back in July, August, I was wondering if he would go to running back because LSU had an abundance of safeties, and that's the position he was playing at LSU. But remember Derek Davis Jr. I mean, he's not just a guy that came in the game late. I guess they started giving him reps the last 3-4 weeks. That's usually how it works before they put you in if you make a position change. But they found a running back. Also, Jack Besh. Good to see Jack get a couple of good catches, get his confidence back. You know, the key about not having some good games or being hurt, it gives you confidence to catch a couple of long passes like Jack did in that game, number 80. I don't know if you noticed it, but Taji Hill played, who is a defensive tackle, a true freshman from Edna Carr High School out of New Orleans, out of Algiers. Taji's 6'2", 300 pounds, can run. He just needs to get his technique down. He's a young kid, but it's good to see that he's getting reps. And also, Moreland Martinez, number 77, if you didn't notice, was the starting center. His first start in his career, the young redshirt sophomore out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Same high school as Mason Taylor, who's the tight end for LSU. They went to the same high school. He did a great job, by the way, number 77. Moreland was hurt earlier in camp and was hurt the first part of the season. He looks pretty good. I mean, he's 6'5", 6'4", 310 pounds, looks like a center. Really, really had a great game. Looks like Turner's got competition when he comes back at center. That's a good problem to have two really legit centers. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk more of LSU football and high school football, the playoffs.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. I want to talk about one of our sponsors, John Harvey Toyota. Harvey Subaru or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Looking for a used car or a new car. They have three car dealerships, which means three times the, man, they've got everything from used cars, like I said, to fuel-efficient compacts, to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Give them a call. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport in Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you. Great people. They support our show, the first sponsor that we ever had for our podcast. Appreciate what they do for us. Appreciate what they do for the community there in Shreveport, Bossier City. Continuing on about LSU football, UAB was a good team with a bad record. I mean, Conference USA is actually a pretty good conference. They were 5-5, but they had the leading rusher in the country that LSU held to basically 2 yards of carry and under 40 yards for the game. Very impressive. Every time LSU has faced a big-time running back, they have shut that running back down. Again, kudos to Matt House, the D coordinator for LSU. Really impressed with LSU's offensive line at this point in the season, too. I mean, with having all the injuries, Josh Williams didn't play at running back. Even though John Emery had two fumbles, the offense probably could have put up 49 points Saturday night if they didn't have those two fumbles. Like to see John Emery hang on to the ball better. I know it was wet, but still, you got to be a veteran. You're in your fifth year. You got to hold on to the ball a little bit differently going through a hole when the field is wet and it's raining. You just got to hold on to the ball. And look, kudos to Noah Cain. What a great job he did. He had his best game as a Tiger. Can you believe he has 7 touchdowns on the season as the third team back? 7 touchdowns. Had 3 touchdowns Saturday night, and I thought he played really well. He's a power back. He doesn't have the burst that the other guys have, but If he gets outside, he can go. And he's 225 pounds, 5'10 and a half. Transfer from Penn State, but prepped in Houston, Texas. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with some high school football. Episcopal, Loyola Prepper Shreveport played Friday night. I was at the game. Episcopal won. They're advancing. They're going to play Notre Dame of Crowley. That's going to be a heck of a game. But we're going to talk about Loyola Prepper Shreveport and Episcopal Knights when we come back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I want to continue on. I want to thank a big-time sponsor of ours, the Bugman Professional Pest Control out of Baton Rouge. They're also in Ascension Parish, New Orleans, and Lafayette. Give them a call at 225-923-BUGS or 225-923-2847. Paul Solvent's a great guy, the owner, and they've been around for many, many years. They actually have been my pest control company for over 16 years for my house. Two houses, my first house and the house I'm in now. I appreciate everything they do for me with getting rid of, you know, termites or whatever it is. You got to give them a call, 225-923-BUGS or 923-2847. Let's talk a little high school football. I had a chance to go to the second round playoff game Friday night at Episcopal in Baton Rouge. They were playing Loyola Prep of Shreveport. One of the best games I've been to all year long. And you know, it's really sad. It's really sad to go to a playoff game because when one team loses, this is the last game for kids, a lot of kids, to ever play football again. And it's really tough to see these parents. I mean, there's a lot of emotion involved. This was a close game. I mean, this was a game that went down to the final seconds. It was a defensive game. 10-7 was the score. Episcopal won by 3. A heck of a job by Episcopal on defense, but a heck of a job by Loyola Prep. Loyola Prep's defense was incredible. Probably the toughest Loyola Prep team I've seen play in person in my 30 years. I'm talking about just toughness. I'm not talking about college football talent. I'm not talking about the talent on the team. I'm just talking about gritty football players. Mike Green, the head coach at Loyola Prep, did a phenomenal job this year with a young team. Not overly big, not overly fast, but incredible toughness. I want to talk about Loyola because they were eliminated and talk about some of their players. And we'll get to Episcopal. I was very impressed with the junior strong safety, Reagan Cole, who's going to come back next year, number 7. Casey Wall will be back at cornerback next year. He's a good-looking player. Jude Gayton was hurt this year. He'll come back as a receiver linebacker, number 12. He's a 4-5 guy. They lose Cooper DeFatt at quarterback, who did a phenomenal job Friday night all year long. Cooper runs a 4.640, but he looks like a 4.4 on the football field. He's a phenomenal player. I think he'd be a great slot receiver in college, number 17. I was very impressed with John Ebarb, the running back. He'll be back. He's a sophomore, number 23, 5'7", 180, got a lot of talent. Really tough kid. John Cromati is a senior receiver, 6'3", 180. I think he could go play college ball somewhere, number 25. You know, Nick Haynes is a senior, good-looking defensive end. This is a kid that's 6'4", about 210, could be 250 when he's done. If he wants to play college ball, I think he could. They got a sophomore linebacker named Patrick Gosley, who's all a 6'1", about 200 pounds. He's going to be a big kid, only a sophomore. Alex Horton is a senior, good-looking player, linebacker, was an O-lineman, number 55. Gray Deason is another senior. He's a captain, linebacker, punter. Jack Cole will be back on the O-line, a good-looking, you know, good high school football player. Kate O'Neill's a senior, their center, 6'2", 290. Could go to a small college if he wanted to. Andrew DeFatta, D-tackle, also a captain. Very tough kid, about 6'1", 240. He's graduating. And Jace Ebarb is another O-lineman, D-lineman, only a sophomore, number 73. He comes back to the team. Kane Feeble is a junior tight end that plays a little bit. He'll be a starter next year. Colin Lorette was a senior captain this year's receiver DB. But most of this team comes back next year. Grayson Hutchins is a senior that moves on, a leader, receivers, free safety. And another kid that comes back, Rowan Gukanda. He's a junior corner receiver, big-time hitter. This kid, Rowan, is big-time hitter, man. He gets after you, number 26. He'll be back. But there's, like I said, about 80% of the starters will be back for Lola Prep. I hope Mike Green's back. He's got over 40 years of coaching experience. I think their staff does a great job developing kids, and they have a chance to be better. Now, Episcopal, who moves on to the third round against Notre Dame at Crowley, they're also a young team. And I was very impressed by the job that Coach Travis Bourgeois has done and his staff as well. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about that in just a moment, more of Episcopal High School. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkine, your host. It's talking about Episcopal High School. They're moving on to the third round to take on Notre Dame at Crowley, which is going to be a great game, I think. I'm really happy to see Cooper Bro that returned at receiver for Episcopal. He was out just about the whole season, and he came back at receiver. Even though he didn't have any catches, it was great to see this kid come back. He's a prospect, 5'10", 180 pounds, can run a 4.59 40. A lot of young guys for Episcopal. I was impressed with Braden George, who I think is a D1 player, only a junior, played running back, played linebacker, safety. You got to be impressed with C.J. Washington, a young receiver, number 10. David O'Lynn, another sophomore receiver. Ethan Ott was all over the place, number 18, who's a junior, as a linebacker on defense. Really, really impressed with Trigg Newton, who didn't play, I don't think, that Friday night, but a great senior, could play at a small college. Impressed with a lot of the young linemen that are coming back. Will York will be back next year. He's got a lot of talent. Kale Bueller, who's a senior, is their best prospect. I think he's a 1AA guy, 6'1", about 285, really strong kid. J.B. Sessoms, a sophomore, tight end, probably go back to linebacker next year. They needed him at D-line this year. J.B.'s all a 6 foot tall, about 220, and can run. Lots of young talent. There's some other kids that are coming up. John Hartsinger, receiver DB. Kareem Badati, a junior, who's got a great future as a tight end or defensive end. Cresson, the younger Cresson for Episcopal. He's a young kid that's got a chance to be. Chase Cresson, number 44, is only a sophomore, tight end. Really a full-time linebacker. He gets it, man. This guy will knock your head off. He goes all over the place, but I think they're going to be really good next year. But here's the deal. They got a chance to be – it's incredible. This was a team that nobody thought would make the playoffs this year. And here they are going to the third round to play Notre Dame or Crowley. And next year they're going to be better. And so I told Coach Bourgeois after the game, I said, man, this has just been a phenomenal year for your program. Having such a young team, you know, because when the season ended last year, they lost 90% of their starters. But congratulations to Episcopal moving on. And also, like I said, I wanted to talk about Lola Prep and their future and the job they did out of Shreveport. Hope you enjoyed the show. Look forward to talking to everybody really soon. I know it's Thanksgiving week. We'll have a show on Wednesday. We've got the quarterback from Woodlawn High School. You're going to love that. We've got Jordan Matthews joining us, one of the top corners in the country from Woodlawn, committed to Tennessee. And Ricky Collins, the quarterback from Woodlawn, who's committed to LSU. And also Rashawn Matthews, the dad of Jordan Matthews, who played at LSU and Southern. I hope everybody has a wonderful Monday, and we'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.